little bit longer. I should just have those words written down because I appear to use them at every meeting. But in any case, it's good to see everybody. Thank you all for being here. We're going to begin the session with a little bit of fun, a little bit of art. We have Denise Yates here, and Denise is going to sing Illinois, our state song. So I hope you'll join me in welcoming her to the podium. Thank you. It's a shame that we have to do the most enjoyable thing first.
Sets the tone.
There you go.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, not without thy wondrous story, Illinois, Illinois, could be writ our nation's glory, Illinois, Illinois, on the record of thy years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears, Grant and Logan, and some tears, Illinois, Illinois, Grant and Logan, and some tears, Illinois,
of Medicine. Excellent. You represent everyone so well. I was sitting next to Ken Anderson last night. He's a great fan of the opera and the performing arts, and we both said that that song, sung well, is about as beautiful a thing as you can ever hear, and I think we just had evidence of that, so I appreciate it. I'm going to give you one more round. I think before you introduce our guest, Bob, I might ask Karen Hassara, and is it the entire committee to welcome our new trustee? Is that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. David? I feel like we're left behind here.
So I'm happy to introduce someone that needs no introduction. We worked with him for the past academic year, John Tienken, student trustee from Springfield. John is from Clarendon Hills, Illinois. He's a senior Capital Scholar student majoring political science and English. He is founder and captain of the UIS squash team, a mentor in the Capital Scholars Honors Program,